Long, long ago, God kept trying to be friends with humans, but people wanted to try things their own way. After several tries with everyone, God focused in on one couple. At that time, their names were Abram and Sarai. Later, God would change their names to Abraham and Sarah, but that's another story. Maybe, God thought, working together with one or two people would be easier than the whole world, and the whole world could receive the blessings God had for everyone through these two. God said to Abram and Sarai, "Go, take all your family, your brothers and sisters and cousins and second cousins, everyone, and go to the land I will show you." Before they could even ask a question, God said, "I will make of you a great nation." Abram and Sarai probably wondered how that could be since they were old, they didn't have any children, and it would take lots of descendants to make a great nation. But they didn't say anything. God continued, "I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing to many others." God promised them three things: a land to live on, children and their children's children, and so on and so on, and a blessing so that they would bless the rest of the world. God didn't even ask for anything in return. There was no discussion about, "If you do this, then I will do this." God just asked them to go and trust that God would keep these promises. Even though God's promise was just some words at this point, Abram and Sarai trusted and obeyed God. They and all their family packed up their tents and pots and pans and loaded their donkeys and camels and herded their sheep and goats and set forth to the land God would show them. When they arrived, God said, "To your children and your children's children, and so on, I give this land." Even though it was a bit of sandy desert, no children yet, and blessings to come, Abram and Sarai trusted God. They built an altar, stones placed upon stones, to remember what God had said and done for them and their family, and they praised God.